Apologies, Mrs. Spear. And this?
I have not received any. I've not received any.
None. Thank you. Also welcome to Advocate Tao. And a special welcome to Professor Plaikis from the Financial and Fiscal Commission that was very committed to attend all our meetings, but also went with us on the other side visit to the Northwest. Honourable members, you've got the agenda in front of you. The two matters that's important on the agenda is our report, our last report, the legacy report, the report that the new ad hoc committee in the 6th Parliament will make use of to direct them, and the second item, the other item, is the minutes of previous meetings and then closure. The documentation, including the minutes, were circulated to the honourable members quite a while ago. Actually circulated twice. So I take it and I hope that honourable members read it. This document, honourable members, this report captured blow by blow what we did since we started. It's captured in the content of the report. Also there is those departments under section 101A and 101B. Progress made in terms of the report presented to us by the IMTT in February, and what still has to be done. So I try to summarize in these words the content. We look at the cover page, the content. So I'm going through page by page, not sentence by sentence, to take you through the report. I put to honourable members, let's go to page 1, introduction and background. Where do we come from? What was the mandate? What does the Constitution say? And what does Rule 254 of the NSUP rules tells us what to do? Page 2, very important, the dashboard of sequence of events and milestones. There's a correction there. Page 2 of the Northwest intervention, blow by blow. Page 3, it continues. I noted, Honourable Mukweli.
I don't know whether we have started with the meeting, if the agenda has been adopted and the procedure of dealing, because according to me, we can't just browse on this report, thick as it is, and then my suggestion, Chair, let me just be precise, that maybe we need to agree on a process. Do we go page by page of the report and then take it, consider it, or how do we do it? Because according to me, to go page by page like that, is going to take us long. I'm just appealing that we must follow procedures of the meeting. Maybe my mind was out. The agenda has been adopted, and then we need to agree on how we attend to the items.
Honourable members, there's a point made that we consider the agenda. I put the agenda to the committee. Are you in agreement? Can I get a mover for adoption? Can I get a seconder? Thank you. Agenda adopted. Honourable members, if we look at our previous reports, that was a procedure that we take it that members have read it, and we took it page by page. If you tell me, well, I would like to hear your proposal. If you are satisfied with the report, you can make a proposal that we adopt it as is. But this is a committee report. It's not Charles de Beers' report. This is a report of the ad hoc committee. So I'm putting the question. I noted on Bunyambi.
Thanks, Chair. I propose that even the format you're using, even though in terms of the number of the pages might take us much time, but just because the report was sent to all of us in time, yeah, not even once. So I propose that you allow any member that has got anything that is substantive in relation to the report that must be attended to, so that we can do that. But if there is nothing, then anybody can move that we adopt the report as a true reflection of what we have done since we have started up to date. Then so it's going to be the case.
Thank you, Honorable Nyambi. I want to give the members the opportunity to make comments on the report. I noted on Botswani.
No, I just wanted to second the proposal by Honorable Nyambi as to say the reason why the report was given to us beforehand was to bridge through and be able to pick up issues that want to address at this meeting, but not to go page by page, Chairperson.
Not to go page by page. There's that proposal, seconded. Any other member that wants to make an input? Honourable members, then I put the report to the ad hoc committee. Is there a move for adoption of this report? Honourable Nyambi?
Chair, I know it has been a little bit hectic day in the House, but on behalf of myself, let me take this opportunity to thank your support team for the good work that they've done. They've compiled a report that is going to assist those that will be coming after us in terms of sixth parliament. The recommendations are very clear. Any other person who was not even part of this committee going through the report will understand what really happened without even getting a briefing. So I'm commending the good job that has been done. Probably sometimes we take it for granted when we have people that are efficient, that have assisted us. With that, I move that we adopt this report as a reflection of what we have been doing as the other committee that we tasked with dealing with the issue of Northwest. And it was a very good learning experience to almost all of us. I so move, Chair.
There's a move of adoption. Can I get a second, Honorable Mokwele?
I hereby, as Honorable Mokwele representing the Northwest Province, second the adoption of this report.
Thank you, Honorable Mkweli and Honorable Members. Yes, every one of you made a contribution since the first day we met to be constituted as an ad hoc committee and elect a chairperson. And you added value to the work of this committee, and you brought your expertise. That was my words at the first meeting. Bring your expertise to the table, and let's take this process forward. And that's precisely what you did, because it's captured, yeah, every one of you, in your specific terrain, education, health, local government, you name it, even outside parliament, the roles you play there in the community, you brought that experience to the table. Thank you for that. Thank you for Honorable Nyambi as the House Chair for committees being part of this program since day one and lifting us out, giving us higher status in his position as Chair of Committees in the NCOP. We specifically experienced it when we did the oversight. I followed it. And to Chief Whip Mohai for his leadership and assistance throughout. I did nothing without consultation. Absolutely, and that is the way I work, I consult. And lastly, to the staff, and I've said it before and I'm saying it again, for the professional way you serviced this committee, Shamila, Advocate Tau, Dr. Makalima, we've got a doctor here, Yolanda, Mr. Ndlomo, and anyone else, the committee assistant, anyone else, if I left one out, my apology, but I include those people as well, for the hard work you did, and keep it up to be an expert. For who? Connie. Yeah, but I'm busy with the staff now. You're not staff. You're an honorable member representing a province. And you, yeah, a big province. Yes, I dealt with you already, everyone. Everyone. So the value you added, because this team added value as well. And it's part of the engine room of the institution. We must understand that point. Yes, we must understand it. They are also human. They've got families at home, and sometimes we sat into the night. And all the management meetings we had. To Professor Plaikis, also for the role you played, and to give us better insight what to look at. And honorable members, I don't know where I will be after the 9th of May, but the point is I will come back to Parliament for 2 days to hand over the baton to the new chair of the ad hoc committee, to the new chair of the Select Committee for Finance, and the chairperson of the Select Committee for Appropriations, because I think it's the right way to do it. With those words, and thank you for your words, Honorable Nyambi, we come to the minutes, but we could quickly do the minutes before we close off. Now, the minutes were also circulated, honorable members. Yeah, it was circulated. You must, open the tablet and you see it. Thank you. Aren't they bringing coffee? Or champagne? Are you bringing champagne?
Who's
the gentleman sitting there at the end?
Where should be in provinces. Let's tell you, we don't believe in provinces.
All the members, do you, everyone have a copy of the minutes? The package? Thank you. Honourable members, order. I know you're excited, order. Honourable members, the minutes of the 25th of October, yeah, that's quite a while ago, 4 months. Consideration and adoption of the committee's report on the intervention in Northwest and minutes. I put page 1 to you, honourable members. I put to you page 2. It's 4 months ago. I put to you page 3. Can we get a mover for adoption? Excuse me, Honorable Mukwele.
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Fantastic, thank you. And Honorable Mutetwa seconds. Honorable members, the minutes of the 30th of October 2018, consideration and adoption of the committee's report on the intervention in terms of Section 100 of the Constitution, report by Advocate Pandela on the postponement of that oversight. That where there was a bit of a hiccup, I put to you page 1 of the minutes of 30 October, page 2, who were present, page 3, apologies, etc. I put the minutes of the 30th of October to the committee. Can I get a mover for adoption? Honorable Monakedi moves for adoption. Can I get a seconder? Honorable Sablan seconds. The minutes of the 30th of January 2019, presentation by the committee researchers at on audit outcomes of the Northwest Province departments under section 101B by the content advisor on committee resolutions and recommendations in preparation for the meeting with the IMTT. Order, can we get order? Yes, thank you. Honourable members, I put to you page 1. I put to you page 2. This is history. I put to you page 3. Input by Professor Plaitis. There you are in the minutes, Prof. Page 4. Page 5. And page 6. I put the minutes of the 30th of January 2019 to the committee and move for adoption. Honorable Swani.
Shall I move adoption?
Honorable Swani moves for adoption. The seconder, Honorable Monakedi. Thank you, Honorable Monakedi. That brings us to the minutes of the 6th of February 2019. That was a meeting of the members where we engaged with the IMTT. Very important session. Page 1. You were there. It was a strong delegation. Page 2 and 3, you can see it, and page 4. We're coming there. Page 4 and 5, members. Page 6, because this is also captured in the report. 8, 9, 10, and 11. I put the minutes of the 6th of February 2019 to the committee. Move for adoption. Honorable Moai moves for adoption, and Honorable Wana seconds. Thank you. The last one is the 19th of February. Page 1. As you can see, it was present. We were a bit
thin. No, I was not present.
We were a bit thin.
Yeah.
We were thin.
I want to rectify the... I sent an...
Honorable Mukweli, I noticed
okay.
You.
Okay. I sent an apology that I was hospitalized on this date. So it must not reflect as if I was absent. I don't know, Shamila, if you did receive my apology. Yes. Otherwise, I moved...
All right, honorable members, the procedure is that the PA of a member must submit a written apology. That is the norm. That's the rule. So double check that, but then it will be corrected. I put the minutes of the 19th of February to the committee. Move for adoption. Honorable Monakedi moves for adoption. With corrections, yes. Honorable Tablan's seconds. Honorable members, that concludes the business of this meeting, the last meeting of the ad hoc committee. This meeting is closed and adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you for getting us into this report here. We're trying to fix the mess.
Oh, okay.